What does the Spocker do again? Hey everyone, welcome back to Linux Weekly, Daily Wednesdays, where we sit back, relax, take that midweek break, talk about some of the fun things going on in the world of Linux and open source events. Don't joined every week by Jill Bryant. We're just talking to everybody else, hanging out, watching us live on Twitch. A little bit of a pre-show. We like to do that to see what's going on with the community.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got some stuff going on, Jill. What you
I
got?
Do. Oh, well, one is I got a new mug to use when I'm on LWW. It's this really cute strawberry-shaped mug. And it's even got a little mug, a little strawberry charm on it. And I've never used it yet. I haven't used it yet. So there we go.
Now we just have to see if you survive till the end of the show.
Yeah.
That could have been the poison berry.
Yeah,
the Steve, poison you're going to be the number one suspect if anything goes wrong.
Yeah, but I thought it was so cute. And the other thing I've been wanting to show here on LWW of this cute little pink plush penguin. It's so cute. And this was given to me by a really sweet little girl at scale 21X for my collection. She watches the podcast.
Truly horrifying.
So cute.
Man, I got a bunch of stuff I've been playing around with. We were talking about that right before we hit the go button. If anything dies, if Jill disappears, it's because I got like this iPolex 1 gig to 10 gig adapter plugged in. Why? Because I'm trying to simplify things. Now, there's the, if you see like a jump cut at some point during this episode, mm-hmm. Still getting the video over IP system in the studio dialed in, dialed down. It's working a lot better than I was expecting it to. NDI 5, NDI 6, the SDK for that is already out, so start peeking at that too. But the big news, what's in the show title that you're here for? Let's see how long I can keep this going, make you wait. I'm like, What is the big news? Well, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben. We've talked about Ben before, Jill.
Yeah, we have. In fact, we did last September. We had talked about Ben Skeggs stepping down as the nouveau maintainer. Well, the cool thing is that he is back working on it again. We were all surprised about this in the community. And he just sent 156 new Nouveau GSP patches to the Linux kernel. The main intention here is to replace the IOCTL-like interface that sits between NVKM and the Nouveau DRM driver with more direct calls to reduce the call chain complexity and overhead. So it's really good.
It's kind of wild, man. You know, we definitely brought it up when he's been the guy behind the Nouveau project forever, Red Hat employee, like just hacking away on it, and, you know, and just trying to figure it out in videos, like, we're not going to help you do anything. And when he just quit, I was like, oh boy, that just could pretty much was the end of the Nouveau project. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not by much. And because that just kind of came out of nowhere. He's like, you know what? I've had a good run. I'll still be around and I'll try to help out. And we've got the GSP, then we got the NVK, and all this is working on the other side. And we're like, okay, that's pretty good. Dropping all of this, and like all of this is the Nouveau GSP. He's doing some code cleanup, making it look nice. And I'm like, my first thought, I saw this pop up on the mailing list. And I'm like, you couldn't keep away, could you? No. That was your baby. And you're like, I still got to work on it. And I was scrolling down, and I noticed our friend Ben's got a new email address.
Yeah, at NVIDIA, yes.
New NVIDIA employee. Hmm. No, you can start putting 2 and 13 together on this and going, oh, that's why he might have stopped. So Ben's probably been having a field day with the brick wall that he's been bouncing against all these years, trying to reverse engineer this stuff. Now he's like, oh, I have everything now. Okay. And I'm going to say good on NVIDIA. That's a good acquisition. That's a good person to have on your team. To help NVIDIA, you know, move the stuff over to their open source forever. I mean, that's the right person to have.
Absolutely.
Very excited to see that. And, you know, we're coming very close to the future of having those NVIDIA open source drivers. So you drop the card in and go at it. Jill, have you ever used a desktop manager?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. In fact, actually, right now, I'm using XFCE, but I'm often in Window Maker doing the show.
So for desktop managers, you don't mind XFCE? We were talking about that in the pre-show. Yeah. I kind of like we had a new release of LXQT.
LXQT. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was reading a discussion earlier today on Hacker News. I'm like, well, these are great. These are super lightweight, you know, compared to the big juggernauts that are GNOME and KDE. And somebody brought up a very good point. They're like, modern Plasma only takes about 600 megs at boot these days, which is kind of wild because, like, XFCE is not that much lighter. Why aren't you talking about GNOME? Well, there's reasons.
Yeah.
There are reasons, but I'm always excited when somebody's working on a new desktop manager. And that's what we got.
Fine and an desk. X11 one at that.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, not everybody's drinking the Waylaid on that one. So this is an easy-to-use desktop manager following Material Design, which, okay, that's fine. Dependencies are reasonably fine. This is how you know it's X11. You know, XBAC. Let me see. What do I have in here? Brightlight Control, Conman for the Wi-Fi, and Compton for the compositing. Yeah, I thought this was pretty neat. And it's part of the Fish OS.
Yeah.
And part of using the Fine Toolkit. And it is under very, very active development. So much that there's a Fine Desk runner to help you recover from crashes that should put everything back where it was before it disappeared on you.
Yeah.
It definitely happened. We got some nice little-looking screenshots. I mean, it's not, I mean, bad looking by any stretch of the imagination. It looks like it has a default dark theme, which I'm very nice. Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Findesk or Findesk, you know, it actually reminds me a bit of the Afterstep X Window Manager VIN. I don't know why. It just the way the tabs are aligned, and it just had that Afterstep feel to it. And, you know, the layout consists of an app bar and a task bar. And there's actually a really nice system settings window where you can change, you know, font size, system color, adjust your keyboard shortcuts, add apps to the app bar, and choose between a dark and a light theme. But the dark one is default, like Ben stated. And the FishOS or FishOS Live and install ISO actually uses Debian 12 as its base, which was I was really happy about. And, you know, as far as most X Window Manager environments go, FineDesk is extremely lightweight. So it lives in that world of, oh boy, FVWM and and Afterstep and Fluxbox. You know, it lives in that world. And it's just nice to see that we have some new window managers coming out.
It's pretty neat. I'm looking at it. We're watching the video. Go back and check out the video version if you want. It's linked on the GitHub, which is in the show notes at the website, linuxteamcast.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got desktop settings and immediately I can see my brain goes to, what are you cutting off? Well, we're cutting off shadows on Windows because those waste resources, and we're cutting off animations, the fade in and fade out stuff. I don't like that. Also, I love how people like to pretend that we use virtual desktops.
Yeah, because that's coming from the old school days of X Window Managers. Yes.
That was a great idea. That was a neat thing to show your Windows brothers and sisters. And I'm like, look, I just do these. I think Windows even does it. And then, you know what? People still don't use it. Like, I tried to work that into my workflow 20 years ago.
You know what's funny, Vin, is I actually do use it in XFCE because I like being able to put my mouse in the corner or use the scroll wheel, you know, to move from one virtual environment to the next.
The reason it died for me is guess what I got? Multiple monitors.
Yeah. And that is, yeah.
If I was having to work on a laptop with a single screen, yes, okay, maybe that would have worked. But around that time where I really started clicking, like, I need multiple desktops, monitors started getting affordable. Then I could hook up multiple to, then to three.
So true. Yeah.
That's how I live my life now. Now we got barrier. Why? Because my other monitor is over there. It's a different computer over the network. That's awesome. So, yeah, fun project. Go check it out. Happy to see. And yeah, I did see some blowback with the, hey, why is it not Wayland? But hey, let the guy have fun with it. Like
that. X Wayland will support it. It's not a big deal.
Speaking of X, it's at the end of the next program. We're going to talk about Gesture X. Mm-hmm. Control Linux-based operating systems using hand gestures and gestures. This is cool. Not feet gestures. Nay. No. Now, this is going to be using a web map, webcam, and it maps custom commands to your hand wiggles. That sounds like a good idea. Nothing could go wrong there. Not at all. It's using the gesture recognition model provided by the Google Media Pipe project and some of the defaults. Did I scroll by that too far? Oh, here we go. Some of the defaults. Oh, boy. They include throwing the goat for Firefox.
Yes.
A fisting to shut down. Thumbs up, thumbs down for your volume control, and an OK symbol for Bluetooth Connect. Yes, and they even throw in a little shooty pew-pew if you want to open Steam.
That's cool.
Well then, I don't know about this, because I see the dangers of it. you know, my first thought was like, what gesture are you going to come up with for sudo?
Yeah, sudo. I am root. Root, like a tree.
I can think of a two-finger salute for what? Pseudo.
That's pretty funny. I was thinking there is another, this is actually a really great new tool for accessibility on Linux, especially for those that have a hard time using the mouse or the keyboard. And I could see Gesture X being used with sign language to launch apps. This is the kind of app that will help those that, you know, need, that have issues communicating with their computer. And like Ven was saying about sudo, be careful not to make an RMRF gesture on someone's computer, because that could go way, way wrong. what hand gesture would that be?
I don't know. Like that, you see that you need to be able to link this to the point where you have to do interpretive dance. I need to pull off like a solid, like 10 second routine of like, like K-popping around before it's like, okay, that's legit. But things like this is always fun. As far as like usability, I don't know, like maybe you could get into that. I it always falls down to like everybody, if you've ever had a Wii or a Wii U or been around that, it's really, or, you know, the virtual, anything that you wave your hands around to do, that's awesome for about 3 minutes. Then you're like, man, this is tiring. What do you do? Especially like the Wii U, you cut the sensitivity all the way down. So you just barely have to move anything.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I think we all want that Minority Report to like, hey, do the thing, but this is just going to run the commands. And like, long as it's good, I could say, but I talk a lot. I could never have this running during a show because I talk a lot with my hands.
Yeah,
because
you talk a lot with your hands. Yeah.
And, you know, and so I would need, what does the Spocker do again? I didn't see that one.
I saw it somewhere and I'm forgetting what it does.
I don't think there's, but you can assign your own commands, you know, so you got the, okay, you got that, I'm down, that, scoop, throw the goat, Spocker, fisting, and shoot it, pew, pew. go play with it. It doesn't cost anything. Only needs a webcam. It's 51% Python and 48.9% pure BASIC.
Yeah.
Go try it out. Maybe it'll work on this new Orange Pi 5 Professional, not to be confused with the Orange Pi 5 Amateur Edition.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Orange 5. Orange 5. I'm repeating what Vince said, the Orange 5. Oh, that's pretty funny. So no, the Orange Pi 5 Pro has just been released and includes 16 gigs of RAM out of the box for a very reasonably price. It can be had for $127.99 at Amazon or $109 at AliExpress. And there's other variants that are cheaper coming soon, such as an 8 GB variant for $80 and a 4 GB version for $60. And some big news here, it also has an M.2 NVMe slot on the back and doesn't require a separate NVMe SSD hat like the Raspberry Pi 5 does. Pretty sweet. I was pretty impressed by it.
I think they're very fascinating. This one has got a lot going for it, a lot packed in at a very reasonable price.
Yeah.
When you look at it, that. And Orange Pi has really been like the champion during the dark times the past couple of years, where you just couldn't get a Raspberry Pi. A lot of tinkerers and, you know, creators have moved over to that platform and they're working on it. You know, it's still software wise quite a bit behind Raspberry Pi. And like Joe pointed out, like the Orange Pis, traditionally, they have the NVMe slot like built into it, where you don't have to buy a separate thing and plug it in with a ribbon cable, route it through, and then plug the new.
Yeah.
One of the things we were talking about in the pre-show, though, there's a huge problem with all Orange Pi, Raspberry Pi, Pi Pi, Rock Pi, Hammer Pi, I don't know, Mr. Pi, all of them, there's a big problem with in 2024. It's this right here.
Yeah. Ben, you're not going to believe this, but that is in my cart right now on Amazon.
Problem is you can get a quad core Ryzen 5 2400 micro, elite desks, for $100 now with 8 GB of RAM and an SSD and an additional Windows 10 license that you can add to your collection.
Yeah. And there's also the Dell OptiPlex 5055 series, which I have several of, which are Ryzen 3, 5, and 7s. And those are $100 or under.
Little tiny. These things have gone on fire sale. So traditionally, these things, you know, you bought 3-4 years ago, these were $500-$700 machines.
Yeah.
And being able to, once, you know, I said this when the Pi 4 came out, once you start going over $75, you get other competition because, you know, like it or not, Ryzen 5, a 2400G, even a Ryzen 3 stomps.
Yeah.
Anything.
Processing power. Yeah.
You're not completely out of whack with the power usage either. And you got the RAM. You can upgrade. You got storage. You can upgrade. You just plug a power cable into it. You don't need fancy hats. You don't need a case. It's got a case built around it. Oh, like that's, you know, I was very interested in like Orange Pi. I'd almost talked myself into like buying one or buying a Raspberry Pi 5. And I'm like, once I saw that, I'm like, nope. Why? Because I'm just going to get one of those that'll do what I need it to do. Yeah. We did a nice, tight show this week. If you get any thoughts, hints, allegations, you want to leave a comment, do that below the video. It'll be on YouTube or I think it's mirrored to Odyssey. We're a bunch of hippies.
Yes.
Watch it, which is fine. It's our backup. And of course, we put a version of the show out for patrons, which is the highest quality version, if that matters to you, and one that you can download or just stream right in your browser or through the app. Patreon.com/LinuxGamecast. Bunch of rewards we got set up if you want to help us out. Would appreciate it, but that's gonna close this. Oh yeah, there's also the new theme song for Linux Gamecast.
Yeah.
which was posted. I saw Empty was like, wait, what? And Atomic was like, write more lyrics.
Yes.
On that is on the Linux Gamecast post from Sunday. If you see that, you know, because there's the video, and I put an MP3 if you want the MP3 download. But there's also one called Titanium Savior. Give that a listen. It's about a minute long. It's about a long-standing mascot and a bit of backstory done in a very Glory Hammer-esque type jam.
Cool.
All right, that's going to do it. Jordan will be back tomorrow for a little bit of whatever he's doing tomorrowing. I think it's Outer Worlds and Friday.
Nice.
Points match with the Trackmania crew, 7:30 p.m. That's all in the schedule over on Twitch. But until then, let's call it a little bit. Hey, that's the right music.
Yeah, the right music. Roll some credits. Nice bouncy LWW music. Thank you to our advisors, Omega Sonar Theron, and to our executive producers, Barbrant, Scott M, Atomic, and our Chicago Kicks people, Empty, Blasphemia, King, Bonge, and our Sea Monsters, Hakeem, David, Darkwing, System T, Mark, DSNG, Doe, Dirty Dean, our Death Notes, Dirty Dean, Back, Dodger, Dirty Dean's in there twice, okay, Beastwick, Martin, Rohit, there's so many, I can't read them all. Thank you all, and thank you for the follow, Ramforth. I just saw that.
Have a great rest of your week, everybody. Get up to something nefarious and don't get caught. Just make sure it's open source, possibly Linux related, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye-bye. Yay! Keep those penguins marching.
Or rolling.
Yes, or rolling.